Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're going to be looking this morning about the text where Paul goes and preaches the gospel in Ephesus. Now, Ephesus was one of those great cities of Asia Minor, and Ephesus was that great temple to the goddess Diana, which was one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. It was a place filled with magical arts, but Paul is going to go preach the gospel there, and it is going to have great effect, and Ephesus will never be the same again. In fact, we're going to read how that the gospel was preached not only in Ephesus, but from Ephesus. It went throughout all that part of Asia Minor. So turn in Acts chapter 19, and we'll be looking at that in just a moment. First, I want to remind you the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. And all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're looking at a Sunday school lesson on Paul at Ephesus that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of October the 25th, 1925. After a stay of 18 months, Paul left Corinth for Syria, Acts 18 in verse 8. But he stopped at Ephesus and preached in the synagogue of the Jews, left Aquila and Priscilla there, and gave a promise to return if it should please God for him to do so. Acts 18 verses 19 through 21. I'm going to read that. It says there in Acts chapter 18, in verse 18, Paul, having tarried there yet many days, took his leave of the brethren and sailed thence for Syria, and left with him Priscilla and Aquila, having shorn his head in Cenchrea, for he had a vow. And they came to Ephesus, and he left them there. But he himself entered into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. And when they asked him to abide a longer time, he consented not, but taking his leave of them, saying, I will return again to you, if God will. He set sail from Ephesus. And that's when he went and landed in Cenchrea, and went up and saluted the church, and went down to Antioch. And having spent some time there, he departed and went through the regions of Galatia and Phrygia in order, establishing all of the disciples. It says when Paul landed at Cenchrea, he went up and saluted the church and went down to Antioch. That would be his home church. He spent some time there. From Antioch he had gone on two missionary journeys, and to that church he had returned and made report of his work. Now it starts out that there was a third journey. On this journey he went through the regions of Galatia and Phrygia in order, establishing all the disciples, and having passed through the upper country, he went to Ephesus. He had proposed before to preach in Asia, but was forbidden of the Holy Spirit on his second missionary journey, in Acts 16 in verse 6. But now he was there, and in their very chief city. Now we read something about the work in Ephesus. I want to read what happened in Acts chapter 18. Now this is before Paul arrived. Acts chapter 18, 24 through 28. Now a certain Jew named Apollos, an Alexandrian by race, an eloquent man, came to Ephesus, and he was mighty in the scriptures. This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spake and taught accurately the things concerning Jesus, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. But when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more accurately. And when he was minded to pass over into Achaia, the brethren encouraged him and wrote the disciples to receive him. And when he was come, he helped them much that had believed through grace, for he powerfully confuted the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the Scriptures that Jesus was the Christ. Apollos was an Alexandrian by race, and an eloquent man, and mighty in the Scriptures. He had preceded Paul to Ephesus, but Apollos knew only the baptism of John. And when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him unto them and expounded unto them the way of God more accurately. I think that's such a wonderful story, because here's Apollos, this great and mighty and eloquent and well-learned man, and who took him aside to teach him? Well, they were these tent makers. They were not impressed with his eloquence and his great learning. They could understand and see through that to the substance of what he taught, and thought he needed to make sure that they needed to make sure he was teaching the truth. Well, we commend Aquila and Priscilla for doing this, but also we commend Apollos. This great, mighty, learned man was able to be taught by tent makers. Sometimes people become so obsessed with their own learning that they think they can learn nothing else from someone they might consider lower than them, someone that works with their hands, but not Apollos. And so it's a good story, both about Aquila and Priscilla, and about Apollos. Well, leaving Ephesus, Apollos went to Corinth to commend to the disciples there by letter from the brethren. And at Ephesus, Paul found 12 other disciples who knew only the baptism of John, and these he taught the way of God more accurately. Paul's first work at Ephesus was to correct the errors in the disciples he found there. This was most important, and from Paul's inspired example, we may learn the lesson that above all and first of all, errors and wrongs in the church must be corrected before we can accomplish much with others. Paul's work among the Jews, his teaching in private houses and for 2 years in the school of Tyrannus, the special miracles he performed, his exposure and discomforture of the 7 exorcists and the burning of books of many who practiced magical arts to the cost of about $7,500 in our money, if a piece of silver is 15 cents, his purpose to see Rome, sending Timothy and Erastus into Macedonia while he remained at Ephesus for a while, are all related in Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 22. And it says, "So mightily grew the word of the Lord and prevailed." Paul remained at Ephesus 3 years and built up a strong church and preached the gospel in the surrounding counties. I want to read that account to you. Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 22. "And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper country, came to Ephesus and found certain disciples. He said unto them, 'Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?' And they said unto him, 'Nay, we did not so much as hear whether the Holy Spirit was given.' And he said, 'Into what then were you baptized?' And they said, 'Into John's baptism.' And Paul said, 'John baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him who should come after him, that is, on Jesus.' And when they heard this, they were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And there were about 12 men." Acts 19 and verse 8. "And he entered into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, reasoning and persuading as to the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when some were hardened and disobedient, speaking evil of the way before the multitude, he departed from them, and separated the disciples, reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus." And this continued for the space of 2 years, so that all they that dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks. And God brought special miracles by the hand of Paul, inasmuch that unto the sick were carried away from his body handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out. But certain also of the strolling Jews, exorcists, took upon them to name over them that had the evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, I adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, a chief priest, who did this. And the evil spirit answered and said unto them, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, and mastered both of them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this became known to all, both Jews and Greeks, that dwelt in Ephesus, and fear fell upon them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Many also of them that had believed came, confessing and declaring their deeds. And not a few of them that practiced magical arts brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted the price of them, and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Now, after these things ended, Paul's purpose and spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, After I have been there, I must also see Rome. And having sent into Macedonia two of them that ministered unto him, Timothy and Erastus, he himself stayed in Asia for a while. Now let's look at the explanatory notes for this lesson. And I want to begin reading Acts chapter 19, 23 through 28, where it says, And about that time there arose no small stir concerning the way, for a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith who made silver shrines of Diana, brought no little business unto the craftsmen, whom he gathered together with a workman of like occupation, and said, Sirs, you know that by this business we have our wealth. And you see and hear that not alone at Ephesus, but almost throughout all Asia, this Paul hath persuaded and turned away much people, saying that there are no gods that are made with hands. And not only is there danger that our trade cometh into disrepute, but also that the temple of the great goddess Diana be made of no account, that she should even be disposed from her magnificence, whom all Asia and the world worshipeth. And when they heard this, they were filled with wrath, and cried out, saying, Great is Diana of the Ephesians. The adversaries of whom Paul spoke soon manifested themselves, for about that time there arose no small stir concerning the way. This was brought about as follows. That certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, who made silver shrines of Diana, brought in no little business unto the craftsmen, whom he gathered together with a workman of like occupation, and said, Sirs, you know that by this business we have our wealth, and you see and hear not alone at Ephesus, but always, almost throughout all Asia, Paul persuaded and turned away people, saying, that there are no other gods that are made with hands. And not only is there danger that this our trade has come in dispute, but also that the temple of the great goddess Diana be made of no account. Well, Diana was the goddess of the Ephesians, whose image, they said, fell down from heaven. This is the temple that was one of the seven wonders of the world, and the glory of the city of Ephesus. It was 425 feet long, 220 feet wide. All around this space stood a row of white marble columns 60 feet high and less than 4 feet apart. We'll continue this in the next class.